The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. The coronavirus, I mean, the Brits on the cruise ship, what's happening there? We're doing the same thing. Adam.
Yeah, it looks like the government is trying to pave the way for some sort of repatriation. 74 Brits.
Yep.
Stuck on this cruise ship of Yokohama, and it looks like they've cleared the way. They have also booked out a hotel at Heathrow Airport for those who come back and need to, as they put it, self-isolate. So they're putting two and two together. Maybe that's where some of those people in Yokohama will go. But the trouble is, I mean, America repatriated 300-plus citizens, but they've all ended up in either Texas or California, and plenty of them live nowhere near Texas or California, so there is a slight element there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we still don't have any positives, though. It's all guesswork at the moment.
Oh,
about
my
what
word. And real worries now by knowledgeable people, I'm not talking about Chinese people, knowledgeable people, as to whether the tests are themselves effective. Now, you've got the media in the dock.
We have a bit over this Caroline Flack story, the TV presenter who committed suicide over the weekend. And the police are being accused of pursuing and pressurising her because of assault charges for beating up her boyfriend. She was due to stand trial in a couple of weeks. But I do think, just imagine the other way round. Supposing he had beaten her up and they dropped charges. Do you know, sometimes you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. But also, in particular, as you're saying, the media and indeed social media, frankly, people are getting the two confused, which really riles me because I work for one and not for the other. But anyway, the media is being criticised for criticism of her in the past, and indeed there's an online petition now for further curbs on it. I think the online petition is nonsense and is full of rather ridiculous things. But ultimately, it is one of those things. People in the limelight complain plenty of times about the treatment they get, in particular from the tabloid press. And Caroline Flack had certainly complained about this before. I can't think that's why she took her own life, but maybe it's a part of it.
Mm. Doesn't matter, does it? She's gone. It's too sad. Too sad. Well done. And as always, pardon me, as always, Adam, very well explained. Adam Gilchrist in London.